My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Today's episode of The Whole Mama. Today we're talking 10 ways mamas can nurture their mental health. So let's talk about some statistics really quickly. So approximately 68% of women and 57% of men with mental health problems are parents. The most common mental health problems experienced during pregnancy and after birth are anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's from an actual website from the UK. And then based in the United States, approximately 12 million women in the United States experience clinical depression each year. And about one in every eight women can expect to develop clinical depression during their lifetime. And approximately 10 to 15% of all new mothers get postpartum depression, which most frequently occurs within the first year after the birth of a child. So this month, we're talking all about how we can nurture and care for our mental health as mothers, because it is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're going to talk a little bit about how we can take care of ourselves. This past Tuesday, we talked about how we can help our children, but we also have to help ourselves and our mental health so we can thrive and provide our best for our families. So first of all, what are you drinking with me today? I'm actually having water, still recovering a little bit from being sick. If you were with me on Tuesday, I thought I had a sinus infection. Turns out I had upper respiratory infection, and medicine is in the process of helping me recover. So I am drinking and hydrating water today. I hope you have something wonderful in your mug. So this is going to be a quick little episode about how we can easily and effectively help ourselves daily, with our mental health. So whether you have a newborn or a high school student, motherhood changes us in one way or another. After birth, many moms suffer from postpartum depression, anxiety, stress, and more. And then it just kind of adds on, because as your kiddos get older, there's new challenges and you're trying to manage life and still try to take care of yourself. So like I said, this month we're going to talk all about what mothers face mentally and how we can overcome these obstacles and maintain healthy mental health. So let's talk about how we can handle and overcome the hard days. So, and really just in general, how we can handle our days in order to prevent those hard days. So number one for me is a huge one, is setting small and realistic goals. I think I start to have anxiety or stress when I start to feel overwhelmed and I don't have a game plan. Typically in the morning or the night before, I know what I have to do the next day. But for some reason, writing those things down so that I can easily check them off the next day really makes me feel better and feel more prepared for the day. And really, understanding, okay, this is probably what I'm going to get done for the day. Here are some other things that I need to do just in case I have time to get them done. So setting small and realistic goals, and you can always set those big ones too. Just making sure, knowing, you know, what you can really get done that day and do it. Number two is, this is a big one that I need to work on, and I'm sure many mothers as well, is blocking out your non-negotiable time for you to maintain your healthy habits. That is a really hard one for me. And I need to work on it. You know, it's tough, man, you know, blocking out your different times, and, you know, every day is different, things happen, but at least if you're blocking out some of that non-negotiable time for you, I think is critical to maintain those healthy habits. So for example, you know, if in the mornings you have, you know, you want to do your 20 minute yoga, that's a non-negotiable, you know, whether you get the kiddos and they have to be on their tablet for a few minutes, or having a snack and watching a Disney movie, or your spouse is hanging out with them. If that's how you need to start your day in a healthy way, then do it. And it's non-negotiable. It's a given. Or if whether you need to read your devotional that morning, or time for you to prep your meals for the day, you know, whatever it is, or go for a walk. That's your non-negotiable time. And that kind of also applies to even if you are doing, if you're a mama with your own business. Like for me, you know, setting time for whether I have to do my social media, or, you know, if I'm planning content, or, you know, eventually, you know, writing a book, like you, there, that non-negotiable time has to happen. Otherwise you're going to get nowhere. And then you're just going to start feeling really stressed and overwhelmed. So block out those times for yourself. Number three, be nourishing your body, and you know, nourishing your body with those good foods that make their fuel for your body for the day. So making sure that you're not, I think as moms, sometimes we make sure everyone else has got their meals for the day, and you're like, okay, I'll just grab this or that. But you really do need to nourish your body with good things as well, so that you have energy, so that you feel fresh and ready to go, and that you're giving your body the things that it really needs to thrive. So making sure you're eating, you know, wholesome foods, drinking your water, all those things will help you mentally as well. And number four, kind of going along with number two, but I felt it was important to kind of, I think that I, again, need to do this more often, and I have been, and it really has made a difference, is centering yourself in the morning. You know, putting that social media away, first thing, don't grab your phone. Grabbing something that centers you to help you get through the rest of the day, whether that's a great book you're reading, you know, meditation, you know, yoga, or a devotional you have, or just, you know, talking with your spouse about things you're grateful for, starting your day with a grateful heart. So centering yourself so that mentally you are ready for the challenges of the day. And when you center yourself that way, it will also help you with your reactions to things that happen through the day as well. When you start in a positive and enriching way versus starting your day in a stressful way right off the bat. And number five, I think involving your kids is really important. I think as we get busy, I know for me as a business owner and being mom, staying home, all those things, you know I have my things to do. And then I start, I think, to get stressed, overwhelmed, and irritated with my kiddos when they just want to spend time with you and you're trying to get your stuff done too. So that kind of goes along, you know, with blocking your time. You know, this is, I got to get this done for my work or my business, and this is my time with my kids. Or, you know, if you're making dinner, well, just involve them. They're wanting to spend that time with you. And if it gets messy, well, then it gets messy. But at least you're spending that time with them. And then you can all, you know, have your quiet time later on. If you're each, you know, doing reading, or if it's at your technology time, then you can have, you know, that time for yourself as well. But I think trying to involve your kids, sometimes I think once I involve them in something that I'm doing regularly, or, you know, doing some things together, my stress level goes down, because it's like, okay, well, this is our time together, and I've already blocked out my time for my my business or my work in an hour. And kind of, I think it just kind of, you know, releases that tension, and just, you can just be present with them. Number six, as you know, I'm a Christian, so praying regularly is really important. You know, for me, if I'm having a stressful day with the boys, I put on Christian music. I love Pat Barrett, Chris Tomlin, You know, there's a really great Christian artist out there right now, Hillsong United. So there's tons out there, or, you know, praying regularly, and it can be little quick prayers throughout the day. Just keeping, that hope and that, relationship open with God that helps you through those hard times, you know, throughout the day, throughout the week, or, you know, putting that music on while you're driving and saying a quick prayer can really help you get through those stressful times. Number seven is really, you know, finding that joy in helping another person. So whether that's paying for their coffee, the person behind you for their coffee, you know, or dropping off a little gift or sending a note to someone, or helping someone with their groceries, really kind of takes you back to the having an open heart and the value of kindness and enriching your mental health as well, because you're giving back to someone who maybe you're going to surprise them with kindness. Maybe they really need it at that time. So just really providing something for someone else can really enrich your life as well. And number eight, as you always know, I feel like I talk about this almost in every episode, is getting outside. There's something about that connection with Mother Nature that really helps to, you know, nurture our bodies, our mental health, and there's just so many great benefits to getting that fresh air, getting that sunshine, getting your vitamin D for the day, interacting with animals. If you have animals at your house, take your dog for a walk. Go out for a nature walk. And even if it's 20 minutes, you know, I think sometimes we overcomplicate things like, well, no, I can't do that today. I have so much to do. Well, again, block that non-negotiable time for yourself. Say, I'm going for a 20-minute walk. I'll be right back. Or, you know, take your kiddos, you know, in their stroller and go. Like, definitely during the pandemic, when it first started last year, which is really what helped me get into podcasting, it really saved me, I think, during that time when you know, we were home, there was a lot going on, we weren't sure what was happening. And, you know, so in the mornings I'd go, you know, get my mile in and I put a podcast on, I gave my son a snack in his stroller and we went. And, you know, so it really helped me start my day, and I'm really need to get back into doing that. So whatever it is, just get outside. Number nine is personal development. You know, as a business owner, I continue to do that. And as a woman and a mom, I think personal development really helps us to continue to grow and thrive in our lives at any age. So whether you do a mastermind, you know, there's so many things right now virtually that you can do right from your home. You don't have to go to conference. Many things are free. You know, there's lots of great webinars out there, great books, you know, great support groups, or groups getting together of, you know, of women, of moms. And just helping yourself grow, I think, mentally helps you kind of maintain a positive and encouraging mental capacity for yourself. And then lastly, number 10, if you're struggling, really struggling, especially if you've just had a baby, or a year after you've lost a baby, or whatever it is, if you feel you need that extra help and you cannot handle it yourself anymore because it's not getting better, there is no shame in reaching out for professional help. And I'll talk about this more this month, but, you know, I went through a very difficult time after losing a baby before we had our youngest, and I tried to handle it myself. I was like, I'm strong, I can do this. But there are times where, you know, you really need to reach out to someone or reach out to a professional if you need that extra bit of help. And I can honestly tell you, after doing so, it really changed the course of my mental health. And it is still a journey for me, but, and I'll do an episode on this, this month, just about this topic. But, the things that I did, to really help myself as a mom and as a person, as a woman, as a wife, as a daughter, I really felt a sense of relief when I said to myself, you know what, I need to go talk to somebody. So surround yourself with the people and music and literature and images that motivate you. Even if you are on social media, you know, follow the people who push you to be your best self. Follow the people who help you on those hard days, and do a quick video or reel or whatever it is that helps you or makes you laugh, you know, makes you be your best self. Or if you need to take a huge break from social media, do that too. That's a very healthy thing. But push yourself to find the positive that makes you a better person. And I'm going to leave you with this because we are talking about mental health this month. Understand that you are not alone if you are struggling mentally. Whether, like I said in the beginning of this episode, you have a newborn, you have a toddler, you have an elementary age student or a middle schooler or a high school student, or your kids are in college starting their own families. So if you're not alone, if you're struggling, and getting help shows strength, not weakness. I think that there's a huge stigma, or I think I talked about this on Tuesday, that, mental health and getting help or seeing a therapist, it shows strength if you're saying to yourself, you know what, I need to go talk to someone. I need to start these strategies. I need to do this, do this, do this. That shows strength. It does not show weakness. It shows that you want to be your best self and you want to take care of your mental health. And huge props to you for doing that and taking that next step. So thank you for joining me today on this Mama's Minute. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we will see you right back here at The Whole Mama next week. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.